VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Firefighters are struggling to put out a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China over the weekend. At least 26 firefighters have been killed. Four are missing, according to state media on Monday. The fire began Saturday in Muli County in Sichuan Province at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communication links. By Sunday afternoon, authorities had sent nearly 700 firefighters, but 30 went missing after a surge of flames fed by a sudden shift in the wind. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
Fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the United States each year. A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Xuan Thi Hong said Monday that his client has instead pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. Hong was charged with smearing the deadly nerve agent VX on the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in February 2017. This is VOA News.